From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Bob Doty reporting. Many migrants still believe at sea in Southeast Asia. UN officials are calling for search operations to continue in Asian waters for smugglers' boats thwarted from getting their human cargo to Malaysia. VOA correspondent Steve Herman reports from our Southeast Asia Bureau in Bangkok.
About 2,000 migrants may still be at sea, half of them off the coasts of Myanmar and Bangladesh, according to Tom Vargas, the Senior Regional Protection Advisor for the UN High Commissioner for Refugees.
Most of them are either now in the Bay of Bengal, and then the other half possibly near Malaysia and Indonesia, but we don't have any precise locations.
Vargas spoke to reporters Wednesday in Jakarta. Myanmar says it is set to begin processing more than 700 boat people it rescued off its coast earlier this week. Officials near the western border town of Mongda told VOA the refugees, including more than 70 women and 40 children, were being brought to an immigration center near the town of Tongbio. Steve Herman, VOA News, Bangkok.
A human rights group says more than 8,000 Nigerians have died as a result of the government's campaign to stamp out insurgent group Boko Haram. Amnesty International says its researchers found more than 1,200 people have been executed since 2009 during raids by the Nigerian military. It says at least 7,000 more have died in custody because of torture, thirst, hunger, or severe overcrowding in jails. The rights group says senior military officials had full knowledge of the detentions and high death rate, but took no action to halt the abuses. Amnesty is calling for Nigeria's new government to launch an investigation. This is VOA News. The military operation against the Islamic State group has killed more than 10,000 militant fighters in less than a year, a top U.S. diplomat said Wednesday, as 22 more coalition airstrikes targeted the group overnight in Iraq and Syria. U.S. Deputy Secretary of State Antony Blinken spoke to France Inter Radio a day after he and officials from partner countries met in Paris with Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi to discuss their strategy to fight IS. The United States began leading a campaign of airstrikes against Islamic State targets last August as Iraqi ground troops attempted to push back an IS land grab. U.S. news outlets say FIFA President Sepp Blatter is under investigation in the United States in connection with a corruption scandal involving football's governing body. News that the 79-year-old Blatter is the target of probes by federal prosecutors and the FBI came hours after he abruptly resigned his post during a news conference in Zurich. He admitted that FIFA needs a profound restructuring and pledged his commitment to that goal. A new round of fighting between government troops and Russia-backed separatists in eastern Russia, or rather eastern Ukraine, has reportedly killed both civilians and combatants, threatening the complete collapse of a fragile ceasefire. Separatist sources were quoted Wednesday as saying that 15 fighters and an unspecified number of civilians died in the fighting, which took place around the government-controlled town of Marinka, a strategic flashpoint just west of the rebel-controlled city of Donetsk. A Ukrainian military spokesman said separatists fired heavy artillery toward Marinka from Donetsk early Wednesday. A Ukrainian military spokesman said the ceasefire reached between Ukraine's government and the rebels this past February requires both sides to withdraw heavy weapons from the line of contact. Chinese rescuers continued searching for the more than 400 people missing after a passenger ship overturned during stormy conditions in the Yangtze River. State media say only 14 people have been rescued since the cruise ship carrying mostly elderly tourists capsized late Monday. 26 people are confirmed dead. Rescuers are working frantically to cut through the hull of the upturned ship in an effort to find trapped passengers who may have survived by finding pockets of air. And Greek Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras headed to Brussels Wednesday to plead for new aid from his country's creditors, with Athens running out of money and facing a series of loan payments to the International Monetary Fund. Greece owes the IMF $1.8 billion in four payments over the next 2 weeks. I'm Bob Doty in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.